Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. Welcome to another fun and inspirational episode on health, fitness, and mindset with Lauren Black, a mother of two who has worked in the fitness industry for the past 20 years. She holds a master's degree in clinical exercise physiology and worked full-time in academia teaching kinesiology. She's been a personal trainer and group coach since 2006 and is the CEO of Rocktown CrossFit for the last 11 years. Rocktown CrossFit specializes in personal training, group training, nutrition, and kids programs. Most recently, she is making a difference, helping other gym owners who got into owning a gym because they love fitness and have them get clarity on how to run a successful business as a certified two-brain business mentor. We'll delve into the world of goal setting that works, mindset, and other helpful tips to help you achieve the best results. Welcome to the show, Lauren. It's great to have you on today.
It's great to be on here.
This is so exciting. I just hopped into Rocktown CrossFit the other day. I'm pre-contemplating, as they say. This may change my whole world today.
Good.
Hopefully, along with a lot of other laughers. So I wanted to start with just asking you more about what's your personal fitness journey and what initially drew you to the field of fitness and exercise physiology?
I grew up playing lots of sports. I was never really good at sports, but I always was awarded the off-season athlete or the hustle award. So I was always in the weight room. And then I actually started college as a math major. And then I applied for a job at then Nautilus Fitness Center, got hired. And then it was like within 6 months, my major had changed and I actually went into school to be a PE teacher. And then I did my student teaching and realized I didn't want to do that and then changed into clinical exercise phys. But basically my college job of working at Nautilus Fitness Center was what kind of changed the trajectory of fitness as my light.
This is really amazing because last week, when we release it, the previous week, we will have released Val Holmes podcast episode from Valley Fitness. So that means that you worked with Val.
Yes. There's probably two things in my life that I would say were the catalyst for big change. And one of them was, they always joke when I applied, I was 19, I had a nose ring, a tongue ring. And they were like, why are we going to hire her? But they called me and told me they didn't have any schedule availability based off when my classes were. So I went and changed my entire class schedule so that I could work there. And then the rest is history. Like, I don't work there now, but I always say, like, I mean, it's home. Like, it's 20 years.
20 years you've known Val.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I called her the legend.
She is the legend.
She laughed at me, but it's true.
It is.
40 years.
She's good people.
She is good people. Yeah. And you were telling me before the podcast is that she's like your considered grandparents of your children, or like, grandparent of your children.
She's my Harrisonburg area grandparents. Like we always go see them on Christmas Eve and my kids love a little Val and Jenny.
Little Val and Jenny. That's awesome. And then you worked in academia too, when you were teaching kinesiology. I'm very curious what inspired your transition from an academic setting to owning and operating Rocktown CrossFit.
So while I was working in academia, I was also still working full time. At this point, it was Valley Fitness, Gold's Gym. Like, it had changed names, but I was doing both jobs at the same time. So I never really was full in on academia. I did it as a grad student. They needed some full-time help in GKEN, but I always kept my trainer and my group fitness director job on the side. So once I was a yearly contract, Val and I had the conversation of let's go full in. let's have you come on full time as the group fitness director. So that was what shifted the change out of academia. And it's nice to have people that want to come work out versus being forced to take it for academic credit.
That's true. And that explains your full time at working for Val. Then how do we transition from that to owning Rocktown CrossFit?
So at this point, I had been with Val almost 10 years and I had done a Groupon to another CrossFit gym. And I remember Val coming into my office at work and saying, well, if they do it, like, I think you could do it better. And so Val was the one that essentially pushed and prodded to open Rocktown CrossFit. And my husband now, like, I remember just being like, it feels like a lot of work. I don't know if I want to do it. Like, I don't know if I'm ready. I just want to go work out. And so Val was very adamant that, like, you can do it. Like, so Val was the helper with getting the business license and the build out and all of that good stuff to open. She was the one that really kind of pushed it. And then we opened in, for the first 2 years that Rocktown was open, I still worked like full time at Valley doing personal training and their group fitness director. And then at 2 years in or a year and a half, I finally had to let one go and go all in on Rocktown.
Well, I think actually it was in a different location. I went the first time I went to Rocktown, it was over behind the mall, I think, right?
Where the current axe throwing places.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And now you've relocated close to what we call around here the Crossings. It's a, another shopping area, bigger shopping area, actually.
I was caught. We're in the armpit of the old McAllister Shopping Center.
That's really good. And Rocktown CrossFit, I don't know if this is, it seems like not all the CrossFit gyms are exactly the same. Yours has a strong focus on personal training, group training, nutrition, and kids programs. I thought that, that felt unique to me, the kids programs. How did you decide on these specific areas of focus? And what impact have you seen on individuals that have come through them?
Well, personal training was a big one just because that's what I had done. So I still have some personal training clients that, I mean, I have one client I've had for 18 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
Personal training was just something that I've always done. And some people need a higher level of accountability and that's just a better fit for them or different and more specific goals. Because I had went to undergrad to be a PE teacher, I love kids fitness, but I just didn't want to be in a school setting. And so offering kids programs was like a great outlet for that. And then I think everybody could use nutrition.
Yes.
In their life or a little bit more accountability or coaching. And with group fitness, that's like our biggest offering. So that's the most obvious. But all CrossFit gyms just share the name. We actually have a lot of flexibility in how we can run our programs within it.
Okay. Tell me more about these kids programs. How old are the kids? What does that look like? There's probably some parents listening. You go, I might want to look at that. So what would their kids be doing if they came to your place?
So we have a CrossFit preschool in the summer, which is 3 to 5 year olds. And then we have a CrossFit Kids, which is 5 to 8. And then we have a CrossFit Varsity, which is 8 and up. And so those are our mainly in the summer programs, but they are, I call it movement awareness. So it's, there's games, there's some functional, there's weights, there is some strength training, but it's really in just having the kids have fun, but moving while they're doing it.
I like that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Do they make friends in there?
They do. Well, a lot of them know each other because their parents, most of their parents are within the gym. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they've seen each other around the gym and now they get to do it too.
Yeah. And then we also do some personal training, like athletic development type stuff, more one-on-one. We also even have some personal training pairs that are like father-son.
We're about
to start with like a whole family of 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the age ranges there are 6 to 19.
Oh, that's great. How fun is that?
Super fun.
Is that challenging with the different ages to do that as a...
It definitely just have to be a little creative.
Okay.
I always say, even with CrossFit, we're all going to the same destination. Mm-hmm. We're just all in our own lane. Mm. So everybody's doing some version of a squat. The six-year-old might just be doing an air squat, whereas the older might be doing dumbbells or a barbell. But everybody is getting that same stimulus of a squat.
Okay. And then how do you work the nutrition in? Is it a council, one-on-one with a nutritionist? Mm-hmm.
So we have a nutrition coach on staff, and there's a few different options that they can choose based off the level of accountability. So they can meet with her once a month, they can meet with her biweekly, or they could meet with her every week. And then she also does just a one-time nutrition consultation, which is like an hour sit down. She has them fill out some preliminary paperwork, and then they set goals. What's most feasible for moving forward, and what's most realistic in getting them to adhere to those goals.
What is the biggest success you've seen with the nutrition? Do you have a story that comes to mind? Somebody that worked with that?
So this would be a personal training client, but she was my high school math teacher.
Okay. That's fun.
And I made a random post on Facebook in 2019. And she drives all the way up from Woodstock.
Wow.
And comes once a week and has come once a week since 2019. And then during 2020, we did personal training via Zoom. But she also meets with our nutrition coach, and she has lost 60 plus pounds.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
But did she post? I always joke that the student has now become the teacher.
That's great. Does she post before and after pictures? Or?
I don't know if she's posted a before and after.
Okay.
I definitely gave her a big shout out when we hit the 50 mark.
That is amazing. Yeah, you have a really neat vibe down there at Rocktown CrossFit, and you emphasize being a gym community like family. How do you foster that sense of community within your gym, and why do you think that's essential to achieving your fitness goals?
I think any time that you share hard experiences with someone, that it brings you closer. And so sometimes, like the workouts, depending on day to day, like they get a little uncomfortable. And so I think that there's that shared camaraderie, but everybody's working towards the same goal. Like everybody's trying to be a healthier parent, live a healthier lifestyle. And so when you see the same people in your class 5 days in a row, it's kind of hard not to become like a family community. But we also do a lot of events outside of the gym. We had a holiday party in December. We had an in-house competition last weekend. We have a Santa breakfast or decorating on Sunday. We do a Halloween party. So we do a lot of outside of the, which is really cool for all the families to be involved into.
Mm. So when you open up those kind of events, it's whoever is in the family of the member.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So it spans beyond the membership and it includes their loved ones.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we also aren't like a big box gym. So there's a smaller number of members in our gym. Mm-hmm. So I could tell you every member in our gym, who their kids are, what they do for a living. So I think also just because we're a more intimate community, like it's everyone knows everyone.
Yeah, that's really great. And you know what? Speaking of goals, I have a goal to eat all this popcorn I brought for us today from our sponsor, Preposterous, Shenandoah Valley's only award-winning popcorn. Now, what do you think about this popcorn, Lauren?
This popcorn is very delicious.
Isn't it? We are actually eating the gingerbread popcorn. They have that available during the holidays. And also peppermint, which is pretty amazing. And did you know this? Their kernels are grown right here in the valley, and their factory is 100% nut-free.
No way.
Totally way.
Totally way.
I'm going to tell you, I bought a big old tin of this as a Christmas gift for my family out in LA. And it makes a great gift for that, or literally anything, birthdays, anniversaries, pretty much anything you can think of. And they also offer the Laughers a discount. Laughers, just use promo code LAUGH15 to get your 15% discount when you visit prepopsterous.com. That's PrePopsterous.com. And you can choose from a variety of their sweet and savory flavors today. Yum.
So good.
It is so good. Now we're back to you, Lauren. This is the best part of the podcast, is hearing people's stories and eating this popcorn. I love it. Now, in your experience, what role does goal setting play in achieving long-term fitness success? And do you have any tips for effective goal setting? We're January 2024 when this drops. It's like, we can set our year off right. Help us out.
I think goal setting is huge, because without a goal, there's really no direction in where you're going. Mm-hmm. I think a mistake a lot of people make is they try to go too big too soon.
Mm.
And so, or they are in this all or nothing mindset,
mm-hmm.
that they hit January, they've got to hit the gym 5 days a week. They've got to change their nutrition. And then you get the statistics of, it's like by February,
March,
they've all fallen off.
Spring break, out of here.
So it's, start small, start with something that's manageable, but something that you know that you could turn into a habit for the long term. If you don't think that you could eat 6 meals a day forever, well, let's not start eating 6 meals a day. Mm-hmm. Like maybe 3 bigger meals are going to be more. So I think it's having something is better than nothing as an approach to what your goals are, but also just starting something that's easier to chew.
Mm. Easy to chew. Like, like our popcorn.
Thinking of the popcorn.
And preposterous. That's speaking of easy to chew. No, but seriously, I think you're right. And Val was talking about that last week too. Is that's what happens is people will make big goals instead of taking smaller steps to create a lifestyle and new habits.
I also think another huge part of it is having someone to keep you accountable, whether it be your spouse, a friend, a gym partner, a coach, a trainer. It's if you tell someone you're going to do something, you're more likely to do it just because you have that sense of accountability that's coming with it.
Mm-hmm. That's why historically I've tended to gravitate toward group fitness. I'm a people person also. So then I make friends in the group fitness. And then someone say, oh, I'm going to be here Friday. I'll see you Friday.
And then you're not there. And they're like, where were you at, Don?
Yes, I've been there one too many times. No, but I do like that. And it's the camaraderie. But also, I will do the same. If I hadn't seen somebody for a while, I've even checked up on them. Mm-hmm. You know, everything okay? We missed you. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So for me, that works. Some people aren't group fitness minded. They like the individual one-on-one with a personal trainer or an accountability partner outside the gym, like the spouse, as such as you were saying. What works for you for accountability?
Oh, man. I've been in fitness 20 years and I need a group. I'm people powered.
Okay. See, you're
and
similar.
So I'm 100%. If I am stuck in there, like if I have to coach classes and I'm going to have to work out an open gym, I'm literally sending a text to anybody that could also work out an open gym to see who wants to come do it. But something that I've been really diligent and selfish with my time is setting 9 o'clock as my workout time.
Okay.
So I will always take, I'll set all my training around that 9 o'clock slot so that I can take the group fitness class.
Oh.
One, I don't have to think about it. Someone else tells me what to do. But I also it's the accountability of having everybody there.
Yeah. I think that's the other thing I really like about the group fitness too. Is I don't have to, I mean, I have an undergraduate and graduate degree in exercise science. I could create my own workout if I wanted to, but I love that I don't have to think about it and someone else is going to guide the whole thing and I'll just follow out follow whatever workout they put in front of me.
100%.
I might complain about it, but
me too. I still complain too.
Don't tell me to do a burpee. That's my main thing. I'm not a burpee girl. Are you a burpee girl?
I don't mind some burpees.
Okay.
I feel like the burpees, you just have to, you got to just get down and get up. Like you can will through it.
Mm.
Like make me deadlift or like where I've got to think or like that's where I'm like, ugh.
And for those laughers out there that may have never stepped into a gym before in their life and they have no idea what a burpee is, how would you explain what that exercise is? That's interesting to think about, isn't it?
So I actually have my, I have a group of seniors that I do personal training with. And the way that we talk it is just lay on the floor as if you've fallen and then get yourself back up to a standing and then jump.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So get down to the ground, let all the goods hit the floor and then come back up.
That sounds fun.
But you think about it, a burpee is a really functional exercise.
Yes, it is.
If you have someone who has fallen on the floor, they've got to be able to get themselves up from the floor.
That's true.
So I make even my 74, 80 year olds, they do burpees. They just do a slower version so that they can safely get up and down off the floor.
So that's the group I need to join.
The slowly they would to
love
the floor
they would group. Love having you in that group. Lauren, as the CEO of Rocktown CrossFit for 11 years now, what has been the most rewarding and challenging aspects of running a fitness business?
The most rewarding is helping people accomplish things that they never thought they could.
Mm.
Like I feel like if I have a superpower, it would be like I have a way of pushing people to do more than they think they could.
Wow, great.
And in a safe way. Like it's not like I'm going to like make you squat 1,000,000 pounds, but
get injured or something.
A lot of people have not a lot of self-confidence in what they can do. Mm-hmm. And so pushing someone to do a little bit more, a little bit faster, something they never thought they could do when they first walked in our doors.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing them when they've like done it is a really cool thing.
Mm. I like that answer. Now the challenging part.
Running a business is not the same as working out.
What do you mean by that?
When you, I think that I don't want to speak for everyone, but most people who start off in the fitness industry probably started their business because they loved working out or they loved helping people. But the running the business aspect is so different.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of what I've done has transitioned throughout the years. Like when we opened the gym, I just wanted to work out with my friends and lift weights and, you know, who cared about profit loss and numbers and metrics and. But you've got to do all that stuff too in order to keep the business afloat so that you can keep changing lives and making those changes. So I would say that was I wish I would have had like a true business class in college because I think that would have been like helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a challenge. Another challenge that comes to mind is COVID.
Mm.
Like I always say, if we can survive COVID, we can survive anything.
Oh my gosh.
Like that sucked.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't great for the entertainment industry either.
So speaking of Val, I would like every Friday when the governor was about to announce, I'm like, okay, is he going to let us open? Is he going to let us open? Help. Like I would just like every week reach out to Val. Like, what's the verdict? Is it time? But that was a hard time.
That was a hard time. How long were the gyms closed during COVID?
11 weeks.
11?
It was either 11 or 13 weeks.
Okay. And then there had to be some safety precautions after that. I remember I was at another gym at that time and we had the taped out 6 feet, like blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So that you worked out kind of in a 6 foot square area.
Yep. And then everybody had their own equipment, cleaning, no chalk,
right?
No, like anything that had been shared previously had to be removed.
Wow. And then we did that for how long? Gosh, it's I'm kind of glad we're at a point where we're like having to think about how long did we do that? Because that was something. How long do we have to do that?
I feel like we did it for close to a year.
Okay, yeah.
That probably into about the... Because right. Then the following winter, when COVID came back, like I feel like everybody was... It was very heightened awareness.
Mm-hmm. And then you did some Zoom training and classes during that time.
So when we were closed, we lent out every single piece of equipment that we had to our members. We did online personal training. And so we did individualized workouts for everybody that wanted it based off what equipment they had taken from us. And then we did online Zoom classes twice a day and CrossFit Kids classes.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. The kids got to do something. They needed it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all needed it, but I'm glad to hear there was something available for the kiddos. That's fun.
Don't ever make me go back.
No.
I think of myself sitting in the garage with the blankets over my legs because it was so cold. Because it was March. Like it was really, it was cold. But, and we have every piece of equipment in our garage that you could imagine. And I literally like refuse to work out there. I'm like, I'll go to the gym and work out by myself before I'll work out in my garage.
Wow. And then you had to.
And then I had to. Well, that's since COVID, I've been very anti, like, give me all the people. Give me the people.
I'm a people-oriented person, too. And you're helping more people beyond what you do in CrossFit at Rocktown CrossFit, because you're now a certified two-brain business mentor helping the other gym owners succeed. What prompted you to take on this mentorship role, and what common challenges do you see gym owners facing in their businesses?
So in 2019, before COVID, we moved locations. Mm. And so when we moved locations, it was a substantial increase in space, but it was also going to be a very large chunk of expenses to move, as well as a big jump in rent. And so me and my husband had had this conversation of if we're going to do this, like we've got to do it. And we've got to treat it like a business, because we've just been lucky and we've gotten along, but we now need to really treat it like a business. And so in 2019, I hired Two Brain Business as a mentor for our gym. And without them, I feel like they were very vital in getting us through COVID and just all kinds of things. So about 2 years ago, I applied to be a mentor. And so my head coach has gone through the mentorship program with Two Brain. And so now I get to work with gym owners all across the world.
Across the world, not just here in the States.
I've got London and Ireland, Canada.
Oh, that's neat. So you get to hear all these different accents too.
I know. I'm always like, talk slow. Because my Ireland mentee talks really fast. Talk slow.
Talk slow. I love the English accent too. Mm-hmm.
They're all really pretty.
Yes.
They're all really pretty.
I enjoy it so much. I ask questions just so I can hear them talk. I love the language. It's beautiful. As a mother of two and a successful fitness professional, how do you balance family life with the demands of running a gym and mentoring other business owners?
I don't know if there is a balance. It feels like sometimes a really sloppy compilation of everything. Mm. I feel like I live by a planner. And so my days are pretty time blocked out of what's gym time, what's CEO time, what's Two Brain time. Mm. And then a lot of it is just, and I've done a way better job of this in the past probably 3 years, of setting boundaries of what's family time and what's work time. I am by nature a workaholic, and I could work all night, all day. And I like to work. Like I never was destined to be a stay-at-home mom. Like I could just work. So I think that giving myself like a straight cutoff at like 5 or 5:30, like the phone goes away. I don't answer emails. I'll check them again, like once the kids go to bed. But I've really tried to be intentional of the weekends and the evenings of like, those are family time.
Okay. I was just going to ask you, what kinds of things do you do to protect that time? So if I heard you right, you put the phone away and you don't answer emails. Are there any other tips about how you've been able to protect that family time?
I turn off all notifications on my phone.
Okay.
And I will use the do not disturb.
Okay.
Like 80% of the time. So I will keep my phone on do not disturb mode. So then that way, if you think about it, your phone is beckoning you like all day long.
Yes,
like
it is.
Email notifications, text notifications. So if I can turn off the notifications or put it in do not disturb mode, I can make sure I'm in control of when I'm actually checking emails, checking my text messages, checking gym software, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I need to learn how to use this.
It's super easy.
Yeah. Tell me how to use it.
You just take your home screen.
Okay.
So right now I'm
taking my home screen right now.
So if you take the top right corner and you swipe over.
Okay. Got it.
At the very four options will roll up. It's do not disturb, sleep, personal, and work. If you just click do not disturb on.
Okay.
So see how you say yours says focus?
Yeah. Yeah. Ah.
If you click do not disturb.
Yes.
So then I can still get on and I can see that I've got 6 text messages, 62 emails, and then 799 emails.
Good Lord, Lauren.
I'm one of those. But then
need to delete some of those.
I can control like when I see them. So that has also been helpful. But
I feel like tip.
But putting the phone away is a huge one.
Okay. Do you circle time on the calendar where, hey, I'm not going to, you know, do you have to communicate this to your staff? I imagine I'm not going to be in this day or
I meet with my staff pretty regularly. So they kind of know like when my gym block is in the morning from like 8 to 11, 8 to 12. And then my two brain time is essentially 12 to 4 to 5, depending. And then I try to take one day off of zero mentor calls so that I can just do all the other stuff for the gym, like the CEO, like the emails and reaching out to leads and looking at my metrics and scheduling and all that good stuff.
Mm. How much time would you say you spend on the business side of it per week during that day that you just described on average? I'm sure sometimes the year is more than others. So weekly, you have this focus time.
I try to do at least 2 hours of, like, I call it CEO time.
Okay.
So every 90 days, like kind of talking about goals, I create goals for the gym and personally. And so I try to devote 2 hours a week of anything that's going towards what I call my 90-day sprint goals.
Oh,
so some of that will overlap into to gym stuff and some of it will overlap into like family or that kind of thing.
So the goals every 90 days, the goals themselves are sprinkles.
So there is a guy named Todd Herman.
Okay.
Who is an author, and he has done a lot of research that people work best in a 90-day window for goals.
Okay.
And so every 90 days, I actually travel all around the US with Two Brain.
Oh, you
do. And part of what we do is we do a 90-day sprint. And so I have 5 different categories that I will set 90-day goals for. And one of them is fitness, family, future, financial, and then entrepreneurial. And that's where I'll put in my Two Brain goals and my gym goals, like gym owner goals, like what I am expecting to do for the gym for that goal, for that 90-day. And so then under that, I will like, what are the action steps that need to go into place to make those goals happen? So I try to break them down even more. And then those are the things that I will focus in that 2 hour time per week.
And how are you tracking all this? Do you have a notebook?
I have a really nerdy Excel sheet. And I write even things as small as like phone goes away at 5 p.m.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Or schedule a date night. Every month, like little things like that, vacations, trips, because if you think about it, like we're so busy that if you don't write those if you don't write them down, it's like before you know it, like 6 months has gone by and you haven't had a date night.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the 90 days, I go back and I'll check what I've done and all of the things that I've accomplished in that 90 days as like a reflection.
Okay. And then what do you do if you didn't meet them? Do you reset them? Do you say, you know what? Or is it a mix of like, that's not as important to me after all, whatever, or
I
need more time or whatever kind of edits.
So I've gotten really kind to myself because I used to be a very all or nothing. And if I didn't get it, I would have looked at it as like a failure. And so now I just like reassess. It's like, is that a realistic goal? Is that something that is attainable for me in the next 90 days? Or is it something that I'm going to truly invest my time in trying to do?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in this process, you're learning more about yourself, connecting more with yourself in terms of what you really want to do.
And it kind of goes back to the goal setting of like, you have to have some self-awareness to set realistic goals, no matter what your New Year's goal is.
That's true.
To make sure that it's going to be something that's realistic for you and your period of life that you're in,
mm-hmm.
but also like what you have access to and what you've got going on.
Yeah, that's true. We can do a lot of all or none thinking for sure. There's a lot of gray in the life is much more complex than all or nothing.
And gray makes life easier.
Gray does make life easier. I like that. Mm-hmm. What? As a good lead in to this next question for you. What qualities do you believe are crucial for a fitness professional to become a successful business owner?
Know your numbers, like knowing your metrics and knowing your numbers is huge. Because a lot of times people you would be shocked at how many business owners I work with that couldn't tell you what money's coming in, where it's coming from, like that type of thing. So I think knowing what your numbers are and having a mentor.
Yeah.
She's like having a mentor, something that's someone that's done what you've done that can get you there faster.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with that.
Like people just need to be told what to do and they need to be like Two Brains' motto is everybody needs a plan. Everybody needs action items to accomplish that plan and they need someone to hold them accountable to the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally like I provide the tools and then I keep them accountable.
Mm. So in Two Brain, for example, or a mentor, tool provided is some sort of framework to track these metrics? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So like one of the first lessons that we take someone through is teaching them what their metrics are and what metrics are they trying to measure? Because your metrics might be different than the metrics I'm trying to measure within my business.
I would guarantee that in a comedy business, that's accurate.
So finding out what those metrics are, but then also having a way to track them that works for you.
Yeah, that would be hugely important. We might have to talk some more after this. Next question for you is Rocktown CrossFit slogan is fitness, fun, and results. How do you ensure that your clients enjoy the fitness journey in the gym while they're still achieving their results? We kind of talked about that social aspect earlier, but within the gym context, the members are working out. How are they having fun and getting things done at the same time?
Well, I think it's, again, there's this, a lot of our members they're busy working professionals. And so it's the 1 hour that they can turn off. They're not having to be a parent. They're not having to be a nurse or a dentist or whatever their profession may be. It's like they can come in and they can focus on them. So that alone is usually a huge load off and really good for their emotional health. But the community aspect, like having friends in there and having the life of the party, having the dons in class, like are
the class clowns,
but having like knowing that like you have a coach that's going to be accountable and someone that's going to help lead you through.
And maybe pay attention to the exercise you're supposed to be doing right now. Don't.
Listening to the coach is first and foremost.
Not that I'm notorious for that or anything. Stephanie Walker, be quiet. For individuals looking to improve their fitness levels and develop a mindset that is going to help them achieve results in 2024, what piece of advice would you give them to stay motivated and committed throughout the year?
Start with something small and realistic, SMART goals, but having a way to track it. It's like they always say, like what gets tracked gets changed, or what gets measured gets changed. So having a system. So if you're looking at making better nutrition choices, log your food into MyFitnessPal so that you have an awareness of what you're consuming. You know, maybe it's set a goal on your Apple Watch. If you're trying to move 30 minutes a day, like have something that you can track to help keep you accountable.
Okay.
Or get a coach.
Yeah.
Get a coach.
Get a coach at RockFit CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. Rocktown CrossFit. Rock,
there we go. Thank you.
RockFit just sounds good.
It did sound good. It kind of rolled off the tongue there. But that's not the name of your business. Rocktown CrossFit Laughers. That's what it is. And as we wrap up here, Lauren, how best can the laughers stay updated with you?
They can find me on Instagram, or they can find us at rocktowncrossfit.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Lauren. This has been super fun chatting with you today about all things fitness, health, and mindset. Really appreciate you sharing your story. And I'm so excited about all the great things that you're doing for the gym owners, for the people in our community at Rocktown CrossFit. It's super exciting to see someone make such an impact on so many people. It's delightful. Thanks again for coming on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. And laughers, to learn more about Rocktown CrossFit and what it has to offer you with their personal training, group training, nutrition, and kids programs, be sure to visit rocktowncrossfit.com and sign up for their free intro. If you are a gym owner and want to connect with Lauren, be sure to visit twobrainfitness.com.
Twobrainbusiness.com.
Thank you. I'm human, laughers. twobrainbusiness.com/about/Lauren-Black will take you right to her and you can learn more. Also, don't forget that discount on Prepopsterous using promo code LAUGH15 at prepopsterous.com. That way you can munch on it when you join me on next week's episode. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show, or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.